My name is Dolores Umbridge.
Her eyes were sweeping the cabin. Twice they stared directly into the corner where Harry stood, sandwiched between Ron and Hermione.
Dolores Umbridge?
Hagrid said, sounding thoroughly confused.
I thought you were one of their ministry. Don't you work with Fudge?
I was senior undersecretary to the minister, yes,
said Umbridge, now pacing around the cabin, taking in every tiny detail within, from the haversack against the wall to the abandoned travelling cloak.
I am now the Defence Against the Dark Arts teacher.
That's brave of you, said Hagrid. There's not many who'd take that job anymore.
And Hogwarts High Inquisitor,
said Umbridge, giving no sign that she had heard him.
What's that?
Said Hagrid, frowning.
Precisely what I was going to ask,
said Umbridge, pointing at the broken shards of china on the floor that had been Hermione's mug.
Oh,
said Hagrid, with a most unhelpful glance toward the corner where Harry, Ron and Hermione stood hidden.
Oh, that was Fang. He broke a mug, so I had to use this one instead.
Hagrid pointed to the mug from which he had been drinking, one hand still clamped over the dragon steak pressed to his eye. Umbridge stood facing him now, taking in every detail of his appearance instead of the cabin's.
I heard voices,
she said quietly.
I was talking to Fang,
said Hagrid stoutly.
And was he talking back to you?
Well, in a manner of speaking,
said Hagrid, looking uncomfortable.
I sometimes say Fang's near enough human.
There are three sets of footprints in the snow leading from the castle doors to your cabin,
said Umbridge sleekly. Hermione gasped. Harry clapped her hand over her mouth. Luckily, Fang was sniffing loudly around the hem of Professor Umbridge's robes, and she did not appear to have heard.
Well, I only just got back,
said Hagrid, waving an enormous hand at the haversack.
Maybe someone came to call earlier and I missed him.
There are no footsteps leading away from your cabin door.
Well, I don't know why that'd be,
said Hagrid, tugging nervously at his beard and again glancing toward the corner where Harry, Ron and Hermione stood, as though asking for help. Umbridge wheeled around and strode the length of the cabin, looking around carefully. She bent and peered under the bed. She opened Hagrid's cupboards. She passed within 2 inches of where Harry, Ron and Hermione stood pressed against the wall. Harry actually pulled in his stomach as she walked by. After looking carefully inside the enormous cauldron Hagrid used for cooking, she wheeled around again and said,
"What has happened to you? How did you sustain those injuries?"
Hagrid hastily removed the dragon's steak from his face, which, in Harry's opinion, was a mistake, because the black and purple bruising all around his eye was now clearly visible, not to mention the large amount of fresh and congealed blood on his face.
"Oh, I had a bit of an accident,"
he said lamely.
"What sort of accident?"
I tripped.
"You tripped?"
she repeated coolly.
"Yeah, that's right. Over a friend's broomstick. I don't fly myself. Well, look at the size of me. I don't reckon there's a broomstick that'd hold me. Friend of mine breeds Abraxan horses. I dunno if you've ever seen 'em. Big beasts. Winged, you know. I've had a bit of a ride on one of them, and it was..."
"Where have you been?"
asked Umbridge, cutting coolly through Hagrid's babbling.
"Where have I..."
"Been, yes,"
she said.
"Term started more than 2 months ago. Another teacher has had to cover your classes. None of your colleagues has been able to give me any information as to your whereabouts. You left no address. Where have you been?"
There was a pause in which Hagrid stared at her with his newly uncovered eye. Harry could almost hear his brain working furiously.
I've been away for me health,
he said.
"For your health?"
repeated Umbridge. Her eyes travelled over Hagrid's discoloured and swollen face. Dragon blood dripped gently onto his waistcoat in the silence.
"I see."
"Yeah," said Hagrid. "Bit of fresh air, you know."
"Yes. As gamekeeper, fresh air must be so difficult to come by,"
said Umbridge sweetly. The small patch of Hagrid's face that was not black or purple flushed.
"Well, change of scene, you know."
"Mountain scenery?"
said Umbridge swiftly. "She knows," Harry thought desperately.
"Mountains?" Hagrid repeated, clearly thinking fast. "Nope. South of France for me. Bit of sun and sea."
"Really?" said Umbridge. "You don't have much of a tan."
"Yeah, well, sensitive skin," said Hagrid, attempting an ingratiating smile.
Harry noticed that two of his teeth had been knocked out. Umbridge looked at him coldly. His smile faltered. Then she hoisted her handbag a little higher into the crook of her arm and said,
"I shall, of course, be informing the minister of your late return."
"Right," said Hagrid, nodding.